What does it mean to lead a repentant life? John the Baptist told the people that they needed to bring forth the fruits of repentance. That it wasn't just confessing our sins, which they did. They confessed them openly to everyone. That's what the scripture indicates. But his baptism was of repentance, a change of mind, a change of direction from following sin to following God. And he said that you not only need to change your mind and receive forgiveness of sins past, but you need to live a repentant life. He called it the fruits of repentance. Well, what are those fruits? Well, John told the people because they came and asked him what they should do afterwards, and he talked first of all to everyone to be generous. And then he talked to two groups of the most hated people of that day. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 3, verse 9. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which brings not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, What shall we do then? And he answered and said unto them, He that has two coats, let him give to him that has no coat. And he that has food, let him do likewise. Then also came the tax collectors to be baptized. And they said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which you are supposed to. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, What shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse anyone falsely, and be content with your wages. You see, John said the fruits of repentance were this: to look out for others and to help others, but that whatever you do in life, whatever profession you may have, do it with integrity. The tax collectors. Taxes are necessary, unfortunately, but tax collectors should only collect what is due according to the law. And don't cheat anyone. Have integrity of what you do. And the soldiers, likewise, they were to do their job with integrity, not doing violence to people. Their job is warfare. Neither to accuse anyone falsely, but be content with your wages. It's just living our lives with integrity, being generous as we are able to those who are in need. That is a repentant life. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray that you would help me live today a repentant life with integrity, whatever my profession is. I know there are some professions that may not be honest in their character and we need to move, but everybody must earn a living and put a roof over our heads, and I have to buy food. Help me, O Lord, to live a repentant life, to be as generous as I can with others who are in need, and to live this day with integrity according to your word and your will in the scriptures. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.